Welcome to the Albany VA Minute Podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Albany VA Minute. I'm your host, Sean Tuckey. Today I'm joined by Dr. Susan Opar from the Red Team and Sarah Mulhill, one of my favorite social workers, to talk about LGBTQ+ Health Awareness Week. And I'm going to turn this episode over to them. So thank you for joining us.
Hi, this is Dr. Opar. I identify as she, her, hers.
And I'm Sarah Mulhall. I identify as she, her.
All right, Sarah, let's get down to some questions here.
All right, great.
First of all, what does the term LGBTQ+ mean?
It means lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and the plus stands for other sexual identities, such as pansexual or two-spirit.
Great. Can you describe the role of a VA LGBTQ+ veteran care coordinator?
My role as the LGBTQ+ veteran care coordinator is to provide education to veterans and staff at the VA and to ensure veterans receive the best quality health care possible, as well as create a welcoming environment for veterans who identify as LGBTQ+.
Is there a veteran care coordinator at every VA?
Yes, as part of the directives 1340 and 1341, it is a national requirement for every VA to have an LGBTQ+ coordinator.
Why is it so important the VA have a veteran care coordinator?
I think it's essential that the VA has created this role to ensure that LGBTQ+ veterans have a liaison at the VA to help them get their medical and psychosocial needs met. It's also important for staff to have a point person to ask questions related to the LGBTQ+ veterans and services provided by the VA to make sure that the veterans are receiving the best care possible.
Is there an estimate of how many LGBTQ+ veterans are currently enrolled in the VA and what work is being done to capture this data?
So there are over 1 million LGBTQ+ veterans in the United States. There are at least 440 LGBTQ+ veterans at the Albany VA. VA offices like the Office of Health Equity and LGBTQ+ Health Program are working to improve these estimates.
And why is it so important to capture this data?
If we don't know who we're serving, we won't know who our population is and what their needs are.
Why is it so important for VA employees to be comfortable with asking questions about sexual orientation?
To create a welcoming environment for all veterans and to have as much information about the veteran as possible to address all the veterans' needs for support.
Have there been policies in the past which may cause LGBTQ+ veterans to feel uncomfortable receiving care at a military facility or a VA facility?
That's a great question. It wasn't until 1982 that the military enacted a policy explicitly banning gay men and lesbians from their ranks. Before that, however, same-sex relations were criminalized and cause for discharge. And in the early 1940s, it was classified as a mental illness, disqualifying gay men and lesbians from service. In 1993, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy went into effect, allowing closeted LGBTQ+ people to serve in the military. Under the policy, service members would not be asked about their sexual orientation, but would be discharged for disclosing it. This fostered secrecy and continued prejudice. 18 years later, Congress repealed the policy, allowing openly gay, lesbian, and bisexual people to serve in the military. It was not until 2016 that transgender service people were allowed to serve, and only in 2021 without restrictions.
What health disparities do LGBTQ+ veterans suffer from?
LGBTQ+ veterans are at a disproportionate risk for suicide and other poor health outcomes due, in part, to barriers in accessing services and a lack of social support. Sexual and gender minority veterans have faced stigma and discrimination, which can affect their health. LGBTQ+ veterans are more likely to report that their health is fair or poor and that they have multiple chronic conditions. They also suffer from higher rates of post-traumatic stress disorder, military sexual trauma, intimate partner violence, hypertension, heart disease, suicide, substance abuse, and other medical issues.
Why is this? Can we discuss minority stress theory some?
Difficult social situations cause stress for minority individuals, which builds over time, leading to health problems. Excessive exposure to social stress experienced by sexual minority populations due to their stigmatized social status leads to mental and physical health disparities. Chronic exposure to stigmatized backgrounds impacts mental health.
What kind of services are available at the VA that may be specific to the LGBTQ plus community?
So we have Pride in All Who Served, which is a new group. It's a 10-week educational group for LGBTQ plus veterans to learn more about the LGBTQ plus community and the services at the VA. Gender-affirming services such as hormone treatments, prosthetics. We actually don't currently provide gender-affirming surgery at the VA, but that is being discussed right now. Mental health services, LGBTQ plus veteran care coordinator, that's me, to help them navigate the VA system and be a liaison for them to get all the support they need.
What are some of the services available at the Albany VA specific to transgender patients?
We currently offer letters to ensure access to gender-affirming hormone treatments and gender-affirming surgery if they have private insurance or are using private pay. Gender-affirming hormone treatments, prosthetics, speech therapy for vocal coaching, some hair removal services, and assistance with name and pronoun changes in the VA system, and post-surgical care after gender-affirming surgery.
Why is it important to ensure we use proper pronouns when addressing veterans?
At VA, we represent every veteran we serve with respect and appreciation for who they are. Correctly using pronouns is a simple way to show respect and cultivate an inclusive culture for our lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer or questioning veterans and employees. Correct pronoun use also enhances veteran trust in VA service providers, and it makes it easier for more trans and gender diverse employees to come out at work.
How can we use language to create a more accepting community?
Using inclusive language creates a more welcoming environment and increases positive rapport between the veteran and the provider at the VA. Improving communication in the healthcare setting and to ensure that we are meeting all the veterans' specific needs for support. Using non-binary language such as folks or friends or veterans instead of ladies and gentlemen can create a more welcoming environment.
What are some ways the VA can show LGBTQ plus veterans are welcome at the VA?
By introducing ourselves with our preferred pronouns, wearing rainbow lanyards or pins, displaying rainbow stickers or other LGBTQ plus items in their offices to indicate that they are a safe space. For example, in March every year, it is LGBTQ plus Health Awareness Week, and we will be providing a lunch and learn educational series and tabling in the lobby to provide awareness of the LGBTQ plus veteran care coordinator role. And June is National Pride Month, which the VA will be creating events in support of Pride as well. VA is a bronze level sponsor for the Pride Parade, and we will be marching and tabling at that event in support of our LGBTQ plus veterans.
That's great. Can you give us an example of one of your success stories?
Yeah, we recently had a veteran who was very high risk for suicide several months ago, who was feeling isolated and struggling to engage in the community. After this veteran began working with a psychologist with expansive knowledge of working with the LGBTQ plus community and enrolling in the Pride in All Who Served group, this veteran began making connections with other LGBTQ plus veterans and engaging in groups in the community at the Pride Center locally. This veteran reports that they are happier, healthier, and feeling more supported by the VA than ever before.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. How do veterans and employees get in touch with you?
So my office is located on the 10th floor. Veterans can contact me directly via email, which is sarah.mulhall@va.gov. That's sarah.mulhall@va.gov, or telephone 518-626-7523, both of which are listed on the LGBTQ plus veteran care coordinator page at the VA Albany website.
Can you talk more about the VA directives 1340 and 1341? What can you summarize them?
Yeah, in a nutshell, VA directive 1340 ensures all veterans who identify as LGBTQ+ are receiving the most inclusive medical care possible and to create a welcoming environment free of discrimination. The VA directive 1341 is specific to ensuring inclusive treatment and services for transgender and non-binary veterans. These directives were created to provide a safe and welcoming environment for all LGBTQ+ veterans and protect them from stigma and discrimination.
Are there other ways for LGBTQ+ veterans to get involved in our greater community?
In Albany, we have the Capital Pride Center on Hudson Ave and in Our Own Voices, which is located on Lark Street, which are two local LGBTQ+ organizations. There's also national organizations such as Human Rights Campaign.
Great. How about medical providers? Are there some more resources for them?
So there is World Professional Association for Transgender Health, that's WPATH. We have multiple TMS trainings here at the VA, which I find very helpful, and LGBTQ+ health program at the VA. And their website, LGBTQ+ health program, provides a wealth of information around the various services and supports that the VA offers to LGBTQ+ veterans.
Sarah, thank you so much for your time and for helping to make the VA a safe place for all people who serve.
Thank you so much, Dr. Opar. I really appreciate all the work that you're doing to support the LGBTQ+ community at the VA.
And I want to thank both of you for joining, because Sarah, I really appreciate your sharing all this information. There's a lot I didn't know. And Dr. Opar, I'm going to have to give you my microphone, because I think you did a great job hosting. I just have one question. You said earlier that every hospital has a coordinator, because there have been a couple episodes where we've had regional folks on. If we have a national locator, I can put that link in the show notes for folks.
Oh.
In case someone from like Buffalo or Syracuse or New Jersey is listening.
That's great. I can get that to you. It's actually all listed under the LGBTQ+ website.
So for anyone listening, we'll put Sarah's information and the locator in the show notes. And thank you for joining this month's episode.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Hello, this is James Arrington, the Albany VA Business Office Manager. If you are interested in enrolling for VA healthcare with the Albany VA, give us a call at 518-626-6744. You can also stop in Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Additionally, you can go online at www.va.gov/health-eligibility and complete a 1010-EZ. Again, give us a call at 518-626-6744. We look forward to serving you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.